Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Do you need heavy equipment or farm equipment? Look no further than Southern Equipment and Parts in Laurel. We have a wide selection of new and used equipment from many top brands. We also offer parts, service, and rentals. Whether you're a contractor, farmer, or just need help around the house, we have what you need. Southern Equipment is your one-stop shop for all farm and heavy equipment. Visit us at 5237 Highway 84 West and southernequipparts.com or call 601-651-4555.
Five, four, three, two, roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss. To the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, let's go. Tuesday edition of the Super Talk Eagle Hour. Rainy afternoon here in Hattiesburg. We're broadcasting from the Southern Bancorp studio in Hattiesburg and Laurel. Bob Kelly and Luke, also Daniel Stewart, ironically, from Southern Bancorp studio, is right here with us in the studio and going to do his Tuesday analysis of Golden Eagle baseball. We're also going to hear from Billy Butler. He's the man about town these days. Had a great conversation with him yesterday. Opening segment of the show, sponsored by Dickie's Barbecue Pit. Great place to take your family for a great meal. Great place to cater your next event. Let's go straight to Pensacola, Florida. That's where our favorite Lady Eagle basketball coach, Joy Lee McNellis, is at. And all right, Coach, I got to tell you now, I saw every game. I think the girls last half of the year were probably as good as anyone in the league, and a lot of pundits believe that that your team at 17-10 and playing well is positioned to really make a run in this tournament down in Pensacola. How are you feeling, and what is the vibe among the players as you await your opponent?
Well, you know, I agree with you. You know, we played, started out great, hit a wall, then started rolling. And I think we've improved in a lot of areas. You know, early on it was just the Dominique Davis show. And so more and more players have gotten involved. For example, Jaforia Bracey, not the last two games, but prior to that she had four games where she had double-doubles. So she was emerging. Rekayla Gray has improved. She's been a key in this role that we played. And, of course, Malia and Dom. And Cornfield's just a tough kid. She's just really, really tough. So I'll be honest with you. You never know what's going to happen in March Madness. You really don't. But we're excited about the opportunity to take on South Alabama or Coastal, to be honest with you.
You got a preference?
I think South Alabama. This is the reason why. It's a better matchup for us. Mm-hmm. Coastal. Our coaches spent all morning in here working on the Coastal part of the scout. Because their five player shoots three balls, they play five out. It makes it difficult, the decision we make. Do you play Malia or do you not play Malia? What do you do?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think Malia Grayson, Coach, and you correct me if I'm wrong, and I told her this the other afternoon, I think she's playing right now as good as I've seen her play since she came here.
She is playing well. She is playing well. The thing with Malia that we've got to do a really good job in this tournament is when she looks winded, get her out of there because she's going to foul. And watching our film and going back, I've watched the last actually four games of ourselves. You know, when Malia scored big numbers for us, when she got in foul trouble, to evaluate before coming into this tournament. And the deal is, and I showed guards film on Saturday, you know, if we don't pressure the ball or have our hands up, it's going directly in. And Malia's now playing one-on-one. And we can't do that. Our guards have to do a much better job of helping her out by ball pressure, by keeping active hands. So I think even that, we'll see her play even better.
Luke, get in here with Coach.
Coach, I talked to you off break. I think a lot of people, somehow it just slips their mind what kind of year Dom's having. I mean, you're right at 20 points a game, 19.9. Kind of put that in perspective, how good, you know, historically this season has been. And you know, you can tell our listeners, we all know it. She hadn't been playing 100% for a long time.
No, she hasn't. She hasn't played in the last 2 years at 100%. I mean, she's playing now, and she has the last six games with a broke finger. You know, she has it taped up and all that. And then she has a really bad ankle. She walks around in a boot everywhere she goes other than when she practices because her ankle was so badly injured. And then, of course, she battles with her back. And, you know, she and I talked again on Saturday. And I said, Dom, I know this is it for you. And I know you're hurting. I know it's going to be difficult. But when you're in, give us what you got. We'll sub you. Take you in, take you out. But Julie Butler, our trainer, has done a phenomenal job in keeping her afloat of what she can do, of what she can't do in practice. You know, there's no need in her doing boxing out drills when you're going to get hit in the back.
Yeah.
So we've been able to, with Julie's help, kind of limit where she could get hurt. But I think Dom's had a good, really good year, considering the circumstances.
Yep.
With all her injuries and to fight through. So I'm really proud of her.
Coach, we heard Coach Cardona say after a recent game, you know, the way that the league is set up, you know, in regards to the NCAA tournament, I mean, you got to be good for four or five games. And what's the mindset, you know, that you've communicated with your ladies coming in here? You know, it is all or nothing, but, I mean, in regards, does that take some of the pressure off to put more on? How do you address that?
You know, I think it's different ways with different kids. And, you know, actually our quote on yesterday before practice was, no guts, no glory. Have guts, get glory. And, you know, to make it flip with a positive side. And, you know, I said, everybody knows what everybody's doing. Everybody's going to jump switch. Everybody's going to know where the key of the offense is, and they're going to deny it. It's going to happen. The bottom line is every loose ball has to belong to the black and gold. We have to dominate the glass on both ends of the floor and take care of the basketball. That's what we got to do. And we can beat anybody. And, you know, I think they're all in with that. We talked a lot about, because like the last two games, we only had seven offensive rebounds. That's horrible. I told them, I said, junior high teams get seven offensive rebounds. Come on. But we've worked. We had a really great practice yesterday before leaving Hattiesburg, and we'll practice after we find out who our scout is today between South Alabama and Coastal.
Coach, I want to shift gears for just a second and talk about women's sports in general. Of course, the nation has been captivated by Caitlin Clark, the star at the University of Iowa, who has just recently become the all-time leading scorer in NCAA basketball history, period. Overtaking Pete Maravich, and some sports analysts have kind of scoffed, saying there's no way you can compare Caitlin Clark's accomplishment to Pete Maravich's. To those who say that, you say what?
You know, I think you can compare, but I think it's Shirley Jones-Hill and I just had this discussion yesterday because some of our boosters came and saw us off as we left. The deal with it is, and I think Caitlin Clark is great, but when Pistol Pete played, he didn't have a three-point line. Mm. He played without it. You know, how many points would he have scored if there would have been a three-point line?
Yep.
You know, I think that's the difference, is the three-point line. Mm. You know, because he's shooting it, he got 2 points. She shoots it, she gets three. And, you know, I told Shirley, I said, I personally think that stat books, media guides, all of that should split on, like I joked with Dom, I said, the only way you don't pass me in scoring is because you had a three ball. I said, Coach, I'd have passed you anyway. But I just think that, you know, that is what you look at. What? Is she the same as Pistol Pete? No, because Pistol Pete could pass the basketball and do a whole lot of exciting things. But I do think Caitlin Clark is one of the most exciting players right now in NCAA, men or women.
No question. And it's done unmeasurable things for women's basketball.
Amen.
There's no question about that. All right, Coach, about 40 seconds left. I just want to sum this up. Other than having a bad back, a sprained ankle, and a broken finger, Dominique Davis is just 100% ready to go, right?
And, Bob, when you watch us on TV and her hands are not up, you just know that I'm going to be yelling at her.
Okay. Well,
yeah, Dom needs to tighten up a little bit.
Coach, has there ever been a game that you did not yell?
No.
No.
Hey,
we
Coach,
love you.
Best of luck to you, and best of luck. And again, I want to thank you. Your kids were so kind to my granddaughter last week. It was unbelievable. It didn't surprise me, but it just spoke volumes about your program and your kids. And we wish them nothing but the best of luck. We're hoping really bad you win the whole tournament.
Glad she was able to attend. Y'all have a great day.
Thank you, Coach, very much. Coach Joy Lee McDellis, everybody. The ladies get ready to go in Pensacola, Florida.
Here's two things on that. You don't have to push Pete Maravich down to lift Caitlin Clark up. Secondly, you know who's tied for the least scoring points in this year college basketball center?
No.
LeBron James. And all the people said, amen. He's at the bottom. Caitlin and Pete at the top.
Daniel Stewart's in the studio with us. We're going to hear from his favorite pitcher, is what he told me the other day, and Billy Butler as well. We've got a lot of baseball talk coming up.
I thought he was his favorite pitcher.
Other than that, of course.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Southern Miss to the top.
To the top.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
Hey, I want to thank Joy Lee McDellis joining us from Pensacola, Florida. Always appreciate our conversations with her, and really look forward to watching the Lady Eagles in the tournament as things get closer. Making some studio adjustments here. And that's always dangerous when I start making adjustments, Daniel, to the equipment. But
yeah, don't touch the red one, Bob.
But that one seemed to turn out okay.
While you're doing those adjustments, good news, guys. It looks like the rain is going to move out of here. I'm looking at Pearl, Mississippi right now. A 15% chance of rain from 1 p.m. through tomorrow morning. So it looks like we will have a game tonight.
Campus Bookmart sponsors this segment of the show. Miss Kathleen's the best. They're located on Hardy Street. You can shop them 7 days a week. Or you can go online and shop them at campusbookmart.net. Also, Genesis of Hattiesburg, the official auto dealer of the Eagle Hour. Genesis sedans and SUVs are the finest luxury vehicles on the road. And coming very soon, the all-new Genesis showroom on Highway 98 West in Hattiesburg. All right, we're broadcasting from the Southern Bank Corp studio. And ironically, from Southern Bank Corp is our buddy Daniel Stewart, who's our analyst this season on baseball. And before I get to this pitcher interview, because I want to get your comments, just your overall thoughts on the performance of the team over the weekend, Daniel.
Yeah, I thought it was great. You know, Indiana State is not a pushover team. Went to a super regional last year. So Sunday, yeah, tough loss. But, you know, we win 2 out of 3. We hit the ball a lot better. We pitched well. Played really good defense. So to get 2 out of 3 overall, you can't complain. Success.
And I want to ask you about this too, Daniel. Bob and I were talking about this in a production meeting this morning. I'm sitting here looking at and I know the players don't care, mm-hmm. coaches don't care, but look at all these different polls, D1, NCAA, coaches poll, perfect game, blah, blah, blah. Southern Miss, nowhere to be found. Now, look, we call it the way we see it, and sometimes we've been critical of the university, but I just find it hard to believe that there are 25 better teams out there than Southern Miss.
Yeah, I'm with you, but I guess the powers that be and whoever look at who ranks who, we did lose a good bit of talent last year, so they're probably thinking, USM's going to be down this year. But you watch us play. I mean, we're right on the cusp of being a top 25 team, so to speak. But part of me almost wishes, hey, let's be the underdog for a little bit. Let's earn that spot. Let's make people recognize us. Because really the only thing that matters is where you are at the end of the year.
That's right.
Yeah, but they've played tough teams all the way up to this point.
They have. You know, they've played some tough teams and done well. So, you know, as a former player, we try not to pay too much attention to that stuff. Now, as a fan now, yeah, I kind of like to see us ranked high. But at the end of the day, we got to keep doing what we're doing, keep playing well, and that'll all take care of itself at the end.
All right, Daniel, one thing there's no argument about is the strength of this baseball team is pitching.
That's
I'm
right.
going to play this soundbite. Got it yesterday afternoon from one of the relief pitchers on the staff, and I want to get your comment about this kid and the relief pitching in general.
Okay, Chase Adams on the Super Talk Eagle Hour. Chase, off to a great start. You've just been locked down on every appearance. What's been the key?
Yes, sir. Thank you. I think it's really just been my mentality. I think me and Coach Eyes have really just honed in on that the past year and a half, and I think I'm just growing as a player and learning college baseball.
And every inning, I would think, makes you more and more confident.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Just getting out here at the Pete with all the fans, having everybody behind me. Each batter I face, each strikeout, you know, their confidence grows.
All right. As a pitcher, and obviously a growing important pitcher on the roster, what does Christian Ostrander mean to you, and what have you learned from him?
It means so much. I mean, everything he tells me, I mean, I really soak it in and really just try to listen to everything he says and take everything with meaning. Every time I go out there on the mound, I'm thinking about the stuff he tells me in my bullpens, and it just means a lot.
So what is the mentality of a relief pitcher in this respect? If you're a weekend starter, you know when you're going to play. But you never know when you may get called tomorrow night.
Yes,
I mean, how do you stay sharp?
Anytime, any place, anywhere, that's the mentality. You know, I tell myself if it's 11 o'clock at night on a Monday, I need to be ready to go. I need to flip the switch. If he sends me down the bullpen, it's just go time.
All right, from Illinois, correct?
Yes, sir.
All right. How does a young man from Illinois end up being in Hattiesburg playing for Southern Miss?
It's a funny story. I mean, I was trying to get recruited. I knew I wanted to go down south, and I was shooting out emails, and I emailed Coach Oz, sent him some video, and he liked my stuff, and he invited me down to a camp when I came down, and that next day he gave me an offer, and I've loved it down here ever since.
Well, what do you think of this environment here when you're playing at the Pete and the crowd's roaring and the fans are just pretty much insane?
Mm-hmm. It's something else. It's so special. I wouldn't rather be anywhere else, and it's awesome. Yeah.
All right, your expectations for you personally the rest of the year and the vibe on the baseball team after 12 games?
Yes, sir. I mean, just keep growing. It's a long season, so, you know, just even keel. Try not to get too high, too low. And I think our vibe right now as a team is really good. We all love each other. We love being around each other. And I just hope we don't get sick and tired of each other by the end of the season.
All right, a lot of ball games left to play. Your evaluation of the team in the first 12 games?
I like where we're at. Our bullpen, our pitching staff on the pitching side, I think we have tons of bullets that nobody's seen yet. And I think when those guys settle in, it's going to change a lot for us. And our bats are just getting started, and so I think we're going to do something big this year.
You are off to a great start. We all enjoy watching you play, and best of luck to you.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
All right, Daniel Stewart, lots of bullets still in the chamber is what he says. What's right. Your evaluation of this relief staff in the bullpen?
Well, that's good to hear him say that because, you know, what we've seen is like, man, you almost think you're seeing the bullets. So if there's some bullets we haven't seen yet, that's promising. But so much focus and attention is placed on starting pitching, and then you've got the flamethrower closers. Not a lot of attention's paid on these guys that come in the middle. Hey, just go out there and eat up some innings. But we've got some guys now, Chase Adams being one of those guys, Colby Allen being one of those guys, Cross Sibley being one of those guys. These guys can come in the sixth and pitch sixth, seventh, and eighth and bridge that gap to get to Middleton. So, and they're not mediocre pitchers. They're really, really, really good pitchers. I think Chase gave up his first run on the year Saturday. Colby Allen came in, I think he threw maybe 2.15 strikeouts. So these guys are really good pitchers. Now, they're not the starters, but when I see them come in, I'm feeling even better.
Yeah. Are we going to see these guys tonight, or do you think tonight's going to be more younger guys that you probably aren't going to see this weekend?
Yeah, I don't know. They may get one inning tonight. Just depends on the workload. Coach Oz thinks they need to, you know, get a bullpen, so to speak, just put them in the game. Probably not going to see these guys tonight. But we saw a guy, McCarty English, over the weekend, did really well, freshman. Probably see him tonight. Chandler Best, I think, got some action midweek last week, coming off some injuries from last year. So maybe see him as well. But it's going to be pitcher by committee, kind of like it's been the last couple weeks.
He struggled a little bit, though, hadn't he, Chandler Best?
Yeah, he has. And, you know, some of it's probably from a mental standpoint. Hey, you know, not quite sure what the issue was, but, you know, is my arm going to hold up? Can I let it fly? Just getting back in the groove. It takes a little bit of time.
Kelly, you going to be back from running your 5 miles in time to catch a game on TV tonight?
I think I'm going to have to be, because anytime Southern Miss gets to go up against a powerhouse that did what they did to Mount St. Mary's over the weekend.
They did. They bashed the fighting priest around.
No, the Mountaineers.
Okay. I get them confused.
It's not often that Southern Miss gets to play a tough.
What in the world is Mississippi State playing Mount St. Mary College?
I don't know. Maybe Coach Lamontis is wanting to get some W's. I don't know. you know, they played Air Force. They won 2 of 3 against Air Force. Austin Peay beat them twice midweek. They are 8-4 on the year. They're going to recruit good athletes. So, you know, thinking that maybe Mississippi State's down, and maybe they are, but they're going to have some good athletes
on
the
Mississippi
field.
State.
They are Mississippi State.
Bob, you can't pick on SEC teams. It just means more. I mean,
it does. I apologize for
and
that.
An in-state rivalry steps up the ante as well.
I would like to be a part of, I doubt it'll take place tonight, but a Denson Polk pregame conversation between these two. If Polk was in uniform, he'd find a way to get thrown out of this one. Daniel, my question on the offense is, I asked Oz this yesterday, and he said it was a combination of bats early and you know, just stepping up. But the left on base troubles me, even in the wins. But all four losses, double-digit left on base. He did acknowledge there's been a more patient approach this year, and I think that's good. I think we were talking yesterday about the trade-off between not being aggressive and, because of that, missing out on good pitches to hit early in counts.
Right. Yeah, you know, I want to say I heard somewhere we're one of the – you don't want to be in this stat, but you're one of the top teams in the country with leaving people on base. Not a good stat we want to be in. And, you know, that's a tough spot, because I know Sunday, Indiana State, man, they made every opportunity they had count. We might have a runner on first and second, then, you know, we have a strikeout of the place. So we haven't had that timely hitting like you like to see. We've won some games, but we've still left a lot of people on the base, or on the bases. So, you know, they're going to address that. We're going to try to make it right.
But you're still sitting there at what, 8-3?
We're still doing well. So
8-4.
But you look at our hits in the first few games. I mean, we had a 2-hit game, a 4-hit game. So, you know, you get somebody on base with a walk. You know, we're not really backing it up with a double in the gap trying to get him to score. You know, we haven't had that yet. But we, like you said, Kelly, we are 8-3, so I'm not complaining.
All right, Daniel, when we come back, we're going to hear from a kid that's kind of the talk of the town right now, and get your thoughts about Billy Butler.
Okay.
Next on the Eagle Hour.
Southern Miss to the top.
Hey, 4th Street Bar and Grill sponsors this segment of the show. They'll have the ball game on tonight. They're going to have trivia tomorrow night. They're going to have all the baseball games on all weekend long with hamburger sliders. So, wow, what a weekend to be at 4th Street Bar and Grill. Right there in the shadow of the rock. Don't forget about the Super Talk Eagle Hour podcast. You can hear it on Apple, Audible, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, or you can just tell Alexa to play Super Talk Eagle Hour. Daniel Stewart from Southern Bank Corps, and of course, former pitcher for the Golden Eagles, is in the studio with us. All right, guys, I want y'all to hear this. This guy is the talk of the town. He came to us from way up north. He hit his first home run over the weekend. Had a great conversation yesterday with Billy Butler, and I want to get you three guys to comment on this new addition to the team.
Okay, Billy Butler on the Super Talk Eagle Hour. There is a lot of buzz in Hattiesburg, Mississippi about you, Billy.
Yes, sir. Very thankful for it, and I can feel the love every day in Hattiesburg.
You are a long way from home. Tell us about your journey here and your first observations about playing at Pete Taylor Park.
Yep, so I played 5 years at the University of Rhode Island, a D1 out of Rhode Island, my home state, and I ended up entering the portal this summer, and Coach Creel and Coach Oz ended up talking to me a little bit over the summer, and then I got here in August, and right away I could sense the chips on everyone's shoulder here. The blue-collar attitude that I was really looking forward to, tapping into when I got here. And just in general, the support from all the fans and from the top down, like the coaches, the managers, really everything has been pretty life-changing stuff for me, you know.
So you've been in college baseball for a while now, but explain to me the difference you see on this program and your past experiences.
Definitely just the way of life, honestly. I feel like baseball, there's a lot of really good players in the Northeast. But being down here and feeling the energy and just seeing how developed a lot of the freshmen are, honestly, that was a big takeaway for me, just seeing how developed some of these younger guys are mentally. Not just physically, like mentally, their mental approach, guys like Seth Smith, Lawson Odom, how they carry themselves. That was pretty cool for me to see that. Just being an older guy, it took me a long time to figure out the mental side of baseball, and just seeing how these Southern guys do it, it definitely opened my eyes.
All right, if you were talking to somebody back home and you were explaining what it's like at Pete Taylor Park on a Friday night, what would you say?
I think the word's definitely magic. Right, magical. Coach Oz says it a lot. He talks about Pete Taylor magic, and you can feel it. And I feel like we haven't had an opportunity for that yet. Right, like we haven't had the big walk-off homers or anything like that yet. But I'm really excited to see that because I know it's going to happen soon. And you really can feel that magic in the air when you get down here after BP's all over. You can feel it in the air. You can smell the guys cooking in the roost, stuff like that.
Well, how does that help your game? How does the atmosphere help you as a player?
Definitely elevates my game for sure. Just it's just normal in the fall and then the preseason. It was still we got to compete against each other, but now it's like we're facing the enemy now, a different team, you know. And it's easy to just elevate your game a little bit and try to do your best to win when you know. What, 5,000 people are rooting for you, you know, and your team. So it's really cool.
Well, have you been here long enough to know that the team you're playing tomorrow night doesn't like us and we don't like them?
Yep, that's something that I'm – like, honestly, we're just treating it like any other game tomorrow. But it is like Mississippi State, you know. It's going to be a big rivalry game. A lot of people are going to be checking that box score after tomorrow, you know. So,
and I know that through the years you see a lot of players from either team. They know each other. There's no animosity, maybe among fans, but certainly not among players.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, for sure. Players, like honestly, this past summer I played with a couple guys while I was in the portal, and when I committed, they. I shouldn't even say this, but they said I committed to the best team in Mississippi, you know, and yeah, and I really did. I believe that. And I think there's a lot of respect, going back to what you said, like there's a lot of respect between the players, but you know, both these teams want to win tomorrow, you know, so.
Mm-hmm. All right, last question. Life here in South Mississippi has been, how has it been for you?
It's been different, honestly. That's the best word for it, just in all different ways. I've been able to see life a little differently, and it's been really, really cool for me to. And I feel like I grew up a lot just being here since the fall. It's a different way of life, and a lot of fun. Really good people, good food, and obviously baseball is a big part of my life. And the South is different. They treat their baseball differently down here, you know.
I guess you see already. We really kind of like the Skull and Eagle baseball team.
Yeah, for sure. And we can all feel it. Every one of us, we can feel it every day, whether we're on the field here or walking down the street and on Hardy Street, getting a bite to eat or on the bus ride to play Nichols, you know, stuff like that. But
well, we're glad you're here, Billy. There's a lot of hubbub about you right now, and we hope you have a great, great year.
Awesome. Thank you, Bob. Appreciate it.
All right, Billy Butler, most impressive, and I want you guys to pay attention to something he said in the interview, that two players up in the Woodbat League that he was playing with told him he had just signed with the best baseball team in Mississippi, Daniel Stewart.
Well, you know, I definitely don't disagree with that at all. You know, maybe we don't have national championships like that Mississippi State got to experience a few years back in Ole Miss, but you look at the consistency, that is – obviously, now, as you can see, you know, nationally recognized. Hey, we're a very consistent, good ball club, and people know that.
Luke, Billy Butler's going to have a big year here, I think. He is really, really impressive in person.
Yeah, average, he's 326 up at Rhode Island, hit 13 home runs, 44 RBIs last year. He's the kind of guy that you can kind of plug and play immediately. And I think, you know, Coach Ives talked about the patience he exhibited, and I think a lot of people expected him, you know, to kind of be in that lineup for day one. But at the same time, we've talked about it. For Butler to get in the lineup, there's other guys that we've looked forward to watch play that aren't going to be in the lineup. And so I think you can, as you just listen to him talk, I mean, there's just a quiet confidence. And everybody around him, when a guy comes in like that and he has that experience, those other guys, you know, respect him and respect what he brings. And just like, you know, you talked earlier, the guy from Illinois, I mean, it is when you have different parts of the country that come in here, those guys can be valuable to you know, bring perspective and help other guys handle their business like they should.
You know, Kelly, he's got quite the physique. I imagine it's the physique you had when you were 25, Billy Butler's body.
You think he's that well built? I don't know.
Like well, I said, maybe not.
Like I said,
maybe I'm getting carried away.
You know, I was in a bodybuilding contest and won most abs. But here's as Paul Harvey would say, the rest of the story is those two guys in the Woodbat League that told him that he committed to the best program in Mississippi were SEC players.
Yes.
True. Very, very true.
Yeah. So. Those are SEC players.
High compliment, buddy.
Yeah.
That's a high compliment.
That
we really have to win tonight, guys. Like, also, we just really, after the last 2 days of us beating up on some people, please, guys.
Well, he said something, too, I really liked, is that, you know, it's different down here. Well, we already knew that.
Right.
You know, baseball in the South, baseball in Mississippi is special. And to be a part of that best team in the state, it just really makes it great.
That's right.
Well, he's in a red state now, too.
Yeah.
there's something to this, though. And I've heard other people talk about this. I mean, you can win the national championship and then not make the tournament two or 3 years in a row. And there's a line where you would rather host regionals and supers multiple years in a row than
consistency.
Right. Now, I'm going to say this, Luke. I'm going to be down there tonight. I think you are, too. And I have just seriously run my mouth about Mississippi State for 2 days. So I'm right with you, brother. I am praying. I'm praying that the guys come through tonight.
Be nice for Billy Butler to hit a grand slam in, like, the bottom of the sixth.
Yeah, that would be
just look around and just smile.
All right, Daniel.
We're all hoping the grass holds out tonight, though, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yes, we are.
That's our base. What do you think? What do you foresee tonight, Daniel?
You know, I see guys getting to play that normally don't get to play on the weekends, like we talked about earlier. We're going to probably see quite a few pitchers. I think same for them. They're gonna throw a few guys out there. But I think the bat's kind of waking up tonight because we got an in-state rivalry. You know, we want to beat them. They want to beat us. We know these guys a lot of times. You know, the players know each other. So it does change things when you're kind of in that dynamic. So it's going to be fun to watch.
Daniel, a guy that you're familiar with, Cole Boswell, getting his second weekday start, or actually his third, you know, and got roughed up against Cole Boswell, got roughed up against UNO, but threw almost three shutout innings last week, and that's a kid who won 21 games at Meridian.
Yeah, he did. He's a great pitcher. You know, the transition from junior college to D1 is a little bit different. Much better caliber of hitter. So I think he's just got to get the innings under his belt, and we're going to see – probably later on the year, he's probably going to be that solid midweek pitcher that we're going to have for the rest of the year. So good to see him out there.
Well, Kelly, you know what the thing is right now that we need to – the message we get out. This ain't Mount St. Mary.
Yeah, the Mountaineers have unpacked their stuff and gone home. So
Southern Miss Baseball also asking everyone on Twitter, quote, please tell your local Facebook users that the game is on ESPN Plus. Could that be a tip of the cap to Eagle Post?
I'm not saying anything about Eagle Post. I get in trouble every time I mention it. All right, you gonna stick around, Daniel? We got one more segment. We'll be right back.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Here we go.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
Final segment on a rainy Tuesday. Rain moving out, though. Thankful. This segment brought to you by DBAT in Hattiesburg on Hardy Street. DBATHattiesburg.com. As we talked to Joy Lee McNellis earlier, the Lady Eagles will play tomorrow at 5 p.m. down in Pensacola, the winner of Coastal Carolina and South Alabama. That game getting underway in just a few minutes. And, Kelly, do we have an update on the first game of the tournament between Georgia Southern and Texas State?
I have not pulled it up yet, Luke. I'm sorry about
that. I'll look it up here okay. In just a moment. Anyway.
What have you been doing, Sander? Just been sitting there doing nothing.
Well, on the other basketball front, Austin Crowley named to second team All Sun Belt. He the only Golden Eagle represented in those post awards. Of course, we told you yesterday that Dom Davis and Malia Grayson also named to All Sun Belt teams. Men's tennis underway in just a few minutes against Coastal Carolina in Hattiesburg. I'm looking up this Sun Belt score real quick. And yeah, first game of the tournament right now, Georgia Southern has defeated Texas State. Now, that's on the other side of the bracket. So, right. Georgia Southern, the 12 seed, defeats Texas State, the 13 seed.
But you brought up a good question about how Victory Waco was not on any one of the postseason basketball teams. And if there was a guy that was really the common thread for the Southern Miss team, because a lot of the other guys were in and out with injuries and so on and so forth. But Iwako, man, he was rock solid.
Almost 70 blocks for this season, second in the Sun Belt. And that's a guy, man, you just wish that we had him for one more year.
Right. I mean,
you want to talk about a guy that came in and did what he needed to do. It was him.
He may have been the MVP of the team. I think he was the MVP of the team.
Got better as the year went on.
He's tremendous.
Like I said, he's the only guy that you could continuously count on.
Izzy's gotten a lot better as the year has gone on.
That hand, you know, healed up, and he said that he knew he was behind the eight ball and was really surprised that Southern Miss even offered him. You know, but because they needed that size, you know, underneath, and it looks like it's beginning to pay dividends. But again, it all comes down to this. We said this from the first game they played in October. It comes down to the Sun Belt tournament.
I think it was that night you threw him up against the wall and said, "You better start playing better. Or you're going to answer to me."
Yeah, and he had a bruise on his kneecaps for the next the next week. Man.
He's a big man.
Oh my gosh!
Tonight at 6 p.m., Southern Miss throwing Cole Boswell, a Mississippi State, responding with right-hander. We're getting a righty tonight, guys. Carson Ligon Jr., no decisions, wins or losses, has a 9.00 ERA.
I like that. That sounds good, Daniel.
Oh, yeah, I like that. I like that.
What do they got to do to win tonight, Daniel?
We got to score more points than they do. Hit more. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, that's a good strategy.
I think our pitching by committee – like we talked about, we've got a great bullpen. Those guys are going to have to pitch well. I don't care if it's one inning or three. You got to pitch well because Mississippi State's going to hit the ball. Our bats have to respond. We have to hit the ball as well.
Can't leave the bases.
Can't leave
loaded.
People on base. We have to take the opportunities to knock people in when we've got
people on base. See, I don't think Mississippi State's going to hit the ball very well. I think that's, you know.
Well, like we talked about earlier, they've got good players there. You can't deny it. So it's going to – and they're not facing our aces. We're not facing their aces. It's going to be some of those mid-level pitchers. So ball's going to get put in play tonight.
The guy they're throwing is actually a transfer from Miami, originally from Sarasota, Florida, started 10 games for the Hurricanes last year. You know, two guys from Mississippi State keep your eye on tonight is Armani Larry. Remember, he was a guy that we thought maybe we would get him in the transfer portal 2 years ago, but it went to state. And then, of course, Dakota Jordan, already 4 home runs on the year, 13 RBIs. He's probably, you know, one of the best power hitters in this state. And so those two guys will lead the Bulldog.
Didn't that kid play
tonight
at UNO, Luke, that you're referencing?
Larry did, yep.
Yeah.
And he's a Mississippi JUCO product. Armani Larry played at
Went to East Central.
Right.
That's
right. So, and you know, East Central, as of earlier this week, East Central in Decatur, Mississippi, 20-0.
Wow.
They went to the World Series last year. I mean, Eli Collins, second baseman for the Eagles this year, was an All-American on that team last year. They were really good, and 20-0 to start the season.
Well, we've had a lot of fun the last couple of days with Mississippi State, but I do want to clarify that I recognize the greatness of their program, and they've been to the dance a lot, Daniel. I mean, you know, they're kind of the bell cow.
You don't have to blow smoke their way, Bob. You can stay. You don't have to apologize.
Well, I'll say this. I mean, in football, you know, I mean, because of the resources they've got, and they're in that conference. I mean, they're way better than Southern Miss. So as Southern Miss fans, when we get the opportunity to rub a little Bulldog nose in it, what's wrong with that? And right. They should understand.
They will
that.
Play us.
You know?
You know, they will play
That's
us
true.
In football.
That's true.
That other school up north.
Those SEC resources can be stretched a
yeah,
lot
why,
of ways.
Why yeah. anybody would send their kid to Ole Miss under any circumstance.
You'd be surprised, Kelly.
6-4. 6-4 tonight, Eagles. Billy Butler gets a double with runners on second and third later in the game.
3-1, Southern Miss.
Daniel? Oh, no, I think it's going to be more. I'd say 8-5, Eagles.
I'm going 12-0, Eagles.
There we go.
I have no idea. I'm going to watch,
though,
either way.
If that's the case, Bob, I will salute you with both hands tomorrow. That will be the greatest call ever.
Bob also said that's going to be the football team's record this fall, too.
12-0, baby. That's it. That's exactly right. Hey, Daniel, thanks. Always fun.
Thanks, guys.
Look forward to having you back next week. We'll be back tomorrow where we'll be talking about a baseball game more than likely, and we'll have some people from the school on, the baseball program, to talk to us. So we're looking forward to that. Be back tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Until then, Southern Miss.
To the top.
I want to fly like an eagle to the sea. Fly like an eagle, let my spirit carry me. I want to fly like an eagle till I'm free.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.